This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York with another warning about the 5G hype, this time by way of the wireless carriers. Because if you might have noticed, big wireless companies are fueling some confusion about 5G, perhaps trying to put their own personal spin on wireless standards to appear more cutting edge, causing some to call it out as quote unquote fake 5G. What you need to know after these tech headlines. Apple rewarded its CEO, Tim Cook, and other top executives with a big boost in compensation for fiscal 2018. This comes as Apple blew past its annual sales goals, but faced slowing momentum for its most popular device, one iPhone. Mr. Cook's total compensation for the year ended in September, rose 22% to some $15.7 million. This is according to a security filing this week. It marked the second consecutive year his pay increased, and according to the journal, was driven by a $12 million cash bonus that hinged on Apple exceeding financial targets set by the board. Just a few days after Vietnam launched its latest campaign against social media, the communist regime accused Facebook of not taking down anti-government comments. The State Vietnam News Agency said Wednesday the Ministry of Information and Communications had complained to Facebook about pages that were critical of the communist state, saying Facebook's silence was a serious violation of Vietnam's new cybersecurity law, one that requires internet companies such as Facebook to remove content it doesn't like. Critics say this legislation could embolden other authoritarian governments in Asia, such as Thailand, that are also looking to curb the influence of Facebook. There's more to the story at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. So apparently, former retail sites are now being seen as appealing office locations for companies looking to attract and retain workers. Case in point, Alphabet's Google is set to lease office space in a Los Angeles mall. The project, called One West Side, is slated to complete construction in 2022. Some companies looking for unconventional office spaces have considered such retail properties. WeWork bought Lord & Taylor's flagship New York City store, while Normandy Real Estate Partners purchased the upper portion of ABC Carpet's flagship store in New York's Flatiron District. Last month, Google said it will be investing more than $1 billion to build a 1.7 million square foot campus in New York City's West Village neighborhood. It also plans to expand its existing property at Chelsea Market. Coming up, what is 5G wireless service? The one thing big carriers can agree on? It's what comes after 4G, but not much else. If you may have noticed, many U.S. telecom companies have started slapping the fancy 5G label on a smorgasbord of technologies and apparently asking for a more specific definition of the wireless industry's next best thing invites quite a bit of controversy. Covering it all for the Journal is reporter Drew Fitzgerald. Patching in. Welcome, Drew.
Thanks.
So this is something that's actually a really good point. I think there's, first of all, confusion about what 5G really is right now, at least what carriers are offering, and is it 5G? And it brings up this conversation about how there's a little bit of a controversy going on among the carriers.
Yeah, well, and we've been here before, right? In the past, about 9 years ago, when the very first 4G service was really coming online, and companies were promising this from 3G, there was a lot of confusion out there in the market as each company tried to say, no, well, our service is first to market and better and faster. And there was some jockeying for attention there. 5G, it's kind of the same situation. There are two important differences here. The first is that 5G is not just the same as an upgrade from 4G. It's not just the same as the upgrade we saw from 3G to 4G or from 2G to 3G. It's supposed to deliver not just faster speeds to cell phones, but also more responsive speeds. And that means that the processing that your phone and all the equipment going from the cell tower to the backbone of the internet will react much faster. And that will enable a whole new set of applications and even devices to connect to the network. So it's not just about cell phones. The second reason that this is a little complicated is that a lot of this really isn't out there in the market yet. The challenge for all of these companies is to tell customers, we're investing in a better network, you're going to like it more, it's a reason to stay with us or join us, but you don't have any of that equipment in your hand yet. So they've each come up with different reactions to that challenge.
Another interesting example, Verizon has been accused of maybe buying into the hype or using the hype where it's not 100% really there yet.
Yeah, well, another challenge of this is that this gets into the deep technical weeds in a way that the average consumer should not be expected to pay attention at a level to which the average consumer should not be expected to pay attention. So there are a lot of different technologies that come together to form 5G, and what they're going to be used for really depends on each company's business plan. So Verizon's plan for years has been to start very early with this service that replaces cable or fiber optic service to the home. Basically, it's a cheaper, nimbler way to beam broadband service through your window or onto your roof from a telephone pole or some sort of tower very close to a home or business, and replace cable. That's what they're using their early 5G technology for. And in the near future, they'll be expanding that service to serve 5G phones and cars and all sorts of other devices. And on its face, that is a pretty sensible strategy given the fact that there are very few 5G phones out there in the market today and next to none in people's hands.
One thing that really struck me, though, you know, obviously CES 2019 is upon us, and I understand the word 10G was thrown around quite a bit in reference to 10 gigabyte speeds. Lord help us. What is that about?
Yeah, well, that's just the cable industry trying to stir up the waters even more to grab back the limelight and bring attention to their own services, which is though Charter and Comcast are launching cell phone service or have launched cell phone service that rides on Verizon's networks. They're really in the business of feeding people's homes and businesses with wired broadband.
Yes, this certainly is a business after all. 10G. Drew Fitzgerald, thanks as always.
Thanks.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.